This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In October 1958, Buddy Holly, then a rising 22-year-old rock and roll star, went into the recording studio. He had a studio orchestra with him for these sessions, and two of the songs, It Doesn't Matter Anymore and True Love Ways, became hits after his death in a plane crash 4 months later. Those recordings have become known as Buddy Holly's last, and for many fans they were a signal that he was turning away from rock and roll and embracing more mainstream pop music. But the October 1958 sessions were not his final recordings. In the last weeks of his life, Holly made another set of tapes. Buddy Holly fan Dale Lawrence has heard these still unreleased songs, and what he hears tells a very different story.
Buddy Holly made his real last recordings in the living room of his New York apartment, with his own acoustic or electric guitar the only instrumentation.
Please don't tell, no, 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 don't say that I told you so. I just heard a rumor from a friend.
He intended the recordings as demos, but made them with love and care, on the same tape deck that he'd recorded the Crickets hits. Following Holly's tragic death in a plane crash, most of these songs were issued, but overdubbed with generic rock band accompaniment that obscured the original dynamics. It wasn't until the 1970s that a few of the stripped-down versions started leaking out.
You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course, the story could be wrong.
Last year, the complete session was made available on a bootleg box set called What You've Been A-Missing. Heard in their entirety, the living room recordings come across as perhaps the strongest, certainly the most personal music of Buddy Holly's career.
Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Yet most people may never hear them.
Crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. I'm crying.
His singing is so direct and intimate, he may as well be talking to you. It's worlds away from the pop orchestra sessions. This is music that seems to issue from the same place as Well All Right, the singer's ode to the dreams and wishes you wish in the night when lights are low.
Well, all right, so I'm being foolish. Well, all right, let people know about the dreams and wishes you wish in the night when lights are low. Well, all right, well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right.
It's a side of Buddy Holly that would have a particular effect on the Beatles. Things We Said Today or Every Little Thing would sound right at home on the apartment tapes. The tapes are made up of about half originals, half covers. Very odd covers, including Wait Till the Sun Shines Nelly, Smokey Joe's Cafe, and a weird reworking of Little Richard's Slippin' and Slidin'. Buddy slows the song to half its original tempo, submerging it in a swamp of tremoloed electric guitar. The track has more in common with druggy psychedelia like Crimson and Clover or the feely hypnotic post-punk than with 50s R&B. Buddy's vocal stretches words till they melt into pure sound. Finally forgoing language altogether, he turns to moans and whispers, intense humming, dislocated vowel sounds.
Slipping and sliding, creeping and hiding, I won't be your fool no more.
Among the originals are such beloved tunes as Peggy Sue Got Married and Crying, Waiting, Hoping. Less well known, but just as good, is You're the One. It's the only track from that winter that uses any kind of percussion, but what delirious percussion. Holly's then bandmates Waylon Jennings and Slim Corbin provide hand claps that are simply incantatory. At first they supply a backbeat, but by the bridge their clapping has come unhinged, like a sprung music box. They syncopate the beat, against the guitar, the singing, against each other.
Sometimes you make me feel so bad, you make me cry deep in my heart. I feel like an actor in a play who doesn't fit the part. You're the one, and I want you.
The deepest moments on the tape are found in a trio of slow songs. Two of these, Dearest and Love is Strange, were previously hits for Mickey and Sylvia, written by Bo Diddley. In its original incarnation, Love is Strange was a buoyant rock and roll joyride. Buddy heard something very different in the song, something like a hymn.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get it, you're in an awful fix. After you've had it, you never want to quit.
The third ballad is Learning the Game, one of the last and best songs Buddy Holly wrote. Throughout these recordings, but on these songs especially, it's as if Holly has found a way to harness the existential power of the great doo-wop ballads like Little Star and In the Still of the Night, a way of replicating their sense of distance and desire. On Learning the Game, it's as if the singer has taken everything he's learned about love's complexity, its sadness, and not simplified it, but boiled it down to something simple enough, hard enough, to resonate and endure.
Hearts that are broken and love that's untrue, these go with learning the game. When you love her and she doesn't love you, you're only learning the game. When she says that you're the only one she'll ever love, then you find that you are not the one she's thinking of. Feeling so sad and you're all alone and blue, that's when you're learning the game.
Once, more than 20 years ago, I tried to impress a girl by playing her these rare recordings. It worked. As we sat in my car, in the dark at night, listening to Buddy, singing as though he were sitting there with us, she was brought nearly to tears. The songs that followed on the cassette I'd made were by Bob Dylan, from his similarly homemade Minnesota hotel tape. "It's not as good," my friend complained. "Wait," I said, as I fast-forwarded to the famous 65 outtake of "I'll Keep It With Mine." "That's as good," she said quietly when it was done. That's how good this magical rock and roll, Buddy Holly's last music, is. If any music deserved an official release 45 years after it was recorded, this is it. It's been kept a secret too long.
Buddy Holly fan Dale Lawrence. The music by Buddy Holly remains commercially unavailable, but three songs are on our website, npr.org.
For everybody.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.